My name's Sharon Humphreys. I'm from Mean Time in Llanfyllin, and today's date is Monday the 24th of May 2021. And could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm for Jeremy Hughes.
Also, Jeremy, I believe you want to talk today about the Trackside project.
Yes, please.
You do. And where was Trackside based?
By Castle Craignon.
Oh, that's it.
Down the railway there. It was.
On the railway line, was it?
The charcoal and put it in the engine.
So what did they do on the railway line then, Jeremy?
They cut the wood. The wood.
Is this the wood on the railway line sides, on the edges of the railway track?
Yeah.
And what tools did they use then for cutting back? Can you remember?
To make the bigger fires to get them to charcoal.
Oh, so they used the wood.
Yeah.
So they used the wood that they cut down to make charcoal.
Put them in sacks, shove it in the shop.
So the charcoal, how did they make that? Where did the wood go?
Into there.
Oh, they went into some special...
So
that's like a kiln where they...
Yes.
Oh, I see. And what did they put inside the kiln then?
Lots of wood.
Lots and lots of wood.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
And then what would they do with that wood? How would they make the charcoal?
Put a fire to it afterwards.
Oh, they'd put a fire to it, would
yes,
they?
Yes.
Oh, I see. My goodness. So that was quite a lot of work too.
It was, yeah.
And how long do you think it would take to for that wood to burn down to make
charcoal? After the water.
Really? So it would take. It's a long process then.
Yeah. Because they put that.
I see. So then, when it's all burnt down,
and they put it when it cools down, they put it in sacks.
You'd fill the sacks.
And they.
What would they do with those sacks of charcoal?
They take it to the shops. Take it to the labour shop.
Okay. Is there any other shops as well?
And the multiple shop.
Oh, right. Okay. And what... they sold those sacks of charcoal?
Yeah.
What did they use the charcoal for?
For barbecues.
Oh, for barbecues.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, that's very good. Excellent. And what... Was there any other projects did you go to with the Trackside? Do you remember?
We went to Llanurthen.
Oh, yeah. What did you do there?
We sold some wood to sell.
Was that wood sold in shops as well?
Put it in sacks. People probably.
Oh, I see. So you were quite busy, weren't you, selling the wood as well. And who was in charge of the Trackside project?
Dan, yeah.
I see, yeah. And how would you get to these different projects? How would you travel?
Can I tell you first? Then you send out people going in the cars.
Oh, so you'd share a car. Who was in your car, do you remember?
Temple or Liverpool. From Dan, myself.
That's it then. Yeah. And who else would go out to help them?
Will.
Oh, Will.
Will did take care. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah, that is excellent. So you did the Welsh Pool, the railway. And you've
done the Welsh Pool, yeah.
Done Llanurthen. That's it, yeah. So you were kept quite busy with all the different projects and that, weren't you, Jeremy?
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant, that. So, with these kilns that were burning the charcoal, how many of those burners did you have?
One there.
Yeah. So you had two?
Two times, yeah.
So you were quite busy. Busy chopping that wood for that charcoal, weren't you?
Yeah.
Did they have to have any safety equipment?
Little, yes.
And what safety equipment did they have?
Masks, I think so.
Oh, right. Little, they had to wear masks. So was that because... Why was that then? Was it
because of a smoke?
Oh, so they wore special masks because of the smoke. Oh, that's it then, because it's like protects them, doesn't it? And did you enjoy doing that kind of work?
I was in the shop, but I see.
So you were in the shop as well. You not only were doing the wood and packaging the wood and the charcoal.
I was selling the stuff in the shop.
And you sold the... Oh, you were in the shop. Oh, you were in the shop as well, selling it. So you've done both sides of making it and also selling it in the shop.
I was like volunteered, didn't you?
And you volunteered in the shop as well.
I was there in
1987. Were you?
Yeah, I was there, like, you know.
Did you enjoy that, working in the shop?
I did, like, you know.
What else did you do in the shop then, I did
posted the videos.
Yeah.
Everything,
So you priced all the goods that you were selling there.
Did
you work on the till as well?
I did sell it, yeah. I just started.
You managed and had a go.
Yeah.
Or was there lots of people that visited?
Yes.
Was it lots of holiday makers visiting?
I see.
So was there people coming from abroad as well?
They come in bus lots.
By busload?
Some mini buses, like, you know, to come.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So it's really popular then, visiting?
Yeah, popular, yeah. The train must be busy, like, you know.
That's it. Yeah, so would you do something like that again, Jeremy?
No.
You wouldn't do that again?
No.
But you've got happy memories.
I have, Jeremy.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, thank you very much, Jeremy, for your time. Thank you very much.